What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. Empathy is one of the strongest tools in a man's arsenal. Empathy puts you in a position of power. But here's the problem, is that a lot of men don't know how to get into that position. A lot of men like to get into the offensive. I notice that a lot, especially in a lot of these debates. There's no empathy there, and the conversation always ends up in a straw man, and always ends up getting fucking. No one's ever trying to win anybody over, and that used to be the case. It wasn't about being right. It was about trying to get the other person to see your point of view. And with a lot of this narcissistic abuse and behavior that we have in this society, it's becoming harder and harder to get people to empathize. It's getting a lot and lot. It's getting harder and harder to get people to or at least get men to get out of their fucking feelings and get out of that brain fog and be able to address the situation for what it is. But the first thing that I do in order to get into that frame of empathy is I listen to the person's tone. Immediately, in my head, I address the cadence, the volume, the tonality of the conversation, and I just call it out. And you might even get it wrong your first few times around, listening to the other person, being frantic and you asked, what was it? Chris Voss was in this situation once. This guy cut him off in a parking lot, and then they ended up going to the same restaurant, and the guy ends up getting in Chris Voss's face. And Chris just tells him, hey, what's going on? And he was just being genuine about it. What's really going on? And the guy just tried to brush him off, like, nothing, nothing. And another trick that you guys can use to step into your empathy is humanize the character. Listen, ask for their name and address them by name, and then address yourself by name, so that it goes from a position of anger and power and who the fuck is right and who the fuck is wrong. Now you're engaging with another individual. Now you're engaging with another human being. It humanizes both of you, and it puts you both in an equal playing field. That's where you want your position to be at when you get into empathy. Once you get that down, it starts to become easier and easier and easier. Listening to the person's tone, watching them, being able to address either their pain, their anger, their sadness, their sorrow. And then just labeling their emotion. Whatever you might think it is, like, oh, so I see that you're upset, or I see that you're sad, or I see that this is bothering you, or hey, I see that you're happy. Whatever it might be. Try to label their emotion. Once you start to get to that point, that's when you're starting to step into empathy. You'll start to see things from their lens. You'll start to hear more about what they're saying. You're going to start to paint a picture in your head of what they're trying to say, or what they're trying to convey, or what they're trying to do. That is the most important part, is being able to understand where the other person is coming from. Because once you can understand where they're coming from, again, you're not in your emotions. You're busy thinking about them and how you can win them over. And it doesn't have to be a battle of wits. It doesn't have to be a battle of engagement, of right and wrong, strong versus this, these underhanded comments that I see all the time. And as a matter of fact, I've fell fucking victim to that too. I've fucking gotten engagements of like, you know, battle of wits and, you know, who was right and who was wrong. I've stepped out of frame on a number of occasions, you know, and where I failed is not empathizing with what the other person was trying to convey. Right? So that's a technique. Listening and labeling their emotion. And that's step one. Well, in any case, I just wanted to throw that out there to help anybody out. And yeah, guard your heart.